dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. We're in yet another beautiful episode of the show. You call it Hot After Dust Mondays. We do the Monday show here on Life of the Dust Live. So, yeah, we do the show every Monday and Wednesday. Wednesdays are hump days after dusk. Definitely tune into that. We bring a little bit of everything. You never know what kind of flavor we're going to bring at you. Guests, topics, and just all out foolishness. So definitely buckle your seatbelts if it's your first time. If you've been here before, you know a little bit how we do things. And even then, you know, we still throw some surprises at you every now and then. So glad to have you guys. Yet another beautiful episode. Man, so much going on, man. And I got T in the building, too, so. Yeah, man, we got the full slate on the show today. What's up, T?
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Hey. Oh man, shoot! I'm ready for. I'm ready for yet another crazy week. I got crazy, man. This week's been crazy as hell, man. I stay busy. I don't know how I managed to find time to get some actual sleep, but somehow I do, and that's a blessing. The fact that I managed to get some sleep, man. How's everything been with you?
It hasn't been that good, but I'm trying to get through it.
You got to get through it, man. You got to get through it.
Yeah.
Well, you get through it. I'm sure, baby, you get through it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, so, anyways, man, what we going to do? We're going to go ahead and go to a quick two-song music break, and then we'll be right back on the show. So, yes. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to go ahead and go into Tuckadoo, Raps Cool. Then we going to follow that up with Victory, Anybody. And we'll be back after that.
Hard working, dedicated, what I had to give. What? I would have been getting hungry. Take the thong and put my life up in it. Must put, but I never stick my dick up in it. Nope. Just hate it, talk so much, not mine, but stick a dick in it. Until you gagging, passing out as if your lungs don't work. Come chasing us, we hopping fences, trying to sell the not what you do, but how you do it. Mobiles get alert. You fresh as but pockets crying cause they feeling hurt. Put away this dope before I'm put on life support. I paid my dues, they finally took me off of child support. Papa said that I'll be straight, he know grandson's a mover. Pushed me too far like Marky Wahlberg turning to a shooter. Watch like Uma Thurman hit the mall and kill a Bill. Walked out the store and bumped the bitches on designer heels. We bought a she in our bed, we did it for the thrill. Rap cool, but it got a lot of kids. A 9 to 5 plus sell up for dope so they can live. Hard work and dedication's what I had to give. I want a bigger house than Uncle Phil and Auntie Viv. But until then, I'm gonna hit the stain at Auntie Viv. Another one outside the shells on Zane at 85th. I take the song and put my life up in it. Most but I never stick my dick up in it. Just hate it, talk so much, not mine, but stick a dick up in it. Until you gagging, passing out as if your lungs don't work. Come chasing us, we hopping fences, trying to sell the not what you do, but how you do it. Mobiles get alert. Come chasing us, we hopping fences, trying to sell the not what you do, but how you do it. Mobiles get alert. Rap cool, but it got a lot of kids. Another pop-up seller, the dope so they can live. Hard work and dedication's what I have. on a bigger house than Uncle Phil and Nazi Viz.
We're back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Ceddy J and your girl T Melina. Yes, man. That was on Tugger Dude Raps Cool First, and then that was Victory of Catastrophe with Anybody. Alright, so man, on Mondays we bring you a slate of things. We bring you my illustrious Crickets of the Week segment. We also bring you what's known as Oh So Petty. And we also have, whenever we don't have a guest, we have a topic of the night. So, yeah, we'll be going in about all that. So, first off, man, to think, I got some things I've got to get off of my chest in the Crickets of the Week. I will do that. But first, let me go to T with Oh So Petty. T, what you got for Oh So Petty today?
So y'all, let me tell y'all, my boss started yelling at me at work, and I ignored him. And she had the nerve to say, well, since you ignore me, how about I ignore you when you ask for your check?
Ooh.
Right.
I don't know. I have a mixed response to this. This is, ooh, man. Okay, so I need some background. Okay, why did you ignore her? I need that puzzle piece.
Because I don't like people yelling at me. You can talk to me like an adult, a calm adult, at it.
Okay.
Because I was talking to her. I wasn't yelling at her.
Right, but you know what you should do? It's how you should play it. You still respond. You take the high road. You respond, but you let them do all the yelling, and then you go talk to the people. You talk to the person over them situation.
It's nobody over her. That's the thing.
Oh, well, then she.
Yeah.
It's time to move around, man.
Oh, yeah, I told her. I found me another job, and I told her.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, if that's the case, then, yeah, you saw you were around, yeah, because if it's the person who runs the place, yeah, you don't have a choice about
mm-hmm.
it. They go and they get to, you know, it's not right, but they get to talk to you however they want to, because they, at the end of the day, they cut the check.
Nah, I just think
no,
thank
I'm not
you
telling
for
you that's right
that
people should
job.
Be yelling at you. I'm not saying that it's right people yell at you, but in the day, a person tests a check, they feel like they can do whatever. And so, yeah, I mean, it's either you move around or you get to keep putting up with that crap. And I mean, heck, y'all heard this discussion before about me not putting up with racism. And me from somewhere, and it was true racism, and I left. Same thing. At the end of the day, you can't control it.
Yep.
And some
My
people
thing,
the power
it wasn't.
Head.
Yeah, it was so they yelling, but she did it in front of everybody, kind of like make a scene.
Well, that makes a heck of a difference. Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like to me it's time to move around.
Mhm.
And I mean, like yesterday, like I took a chance myself, and when that stuff got in hand next day, When that stuff got a hand, that was my last day, and I was like, "Oh, bye."
Yep, that was my last day too. I was like, "No, can't do it."
So today was your last day?
No, Saturday.
That day was your last. Okay, that day was your last day. Okay.
Yeah, Friday, to be exact. So yeah.
Oh, then you did what to do? Leave? Yeah, because sometimes some people, y'all. You know, They complain and they but they stared at the situation. You left for the situation, so yeah.
Mhm.
All right, I can't knock you then. I was going to wag my finger at you, but you seen that I figured it out. All right. Nah, but I tell you, I had to deal with that racism shit before, because about me. I mean, if y'all heard me, y'all know where I work. Some of you know where I've worked before. I'm not going to go too much into the company. But the place I worked before, I worked there for 10 years. And I kid you not, you know, I always felt this way because I was the only, first off, not very many black people was working there to begin with. Second off, a black male working there. And then even add the ice on the cake, a straight black male. You were like a goddamn unicorn working at this spot. So, so people was constantly coming. People was constantly coming for your head all the time. And so I remember, you know, word got to me, and the body language and the way I was being treated was starting to be you know, one, which is so funny, the man is a person who I referred to when I decided to step down. I recommend this person my position, and they had to, and you know, sometimes like you just talked about, power gets to people, and she used to get, she used to overstep her bounds, and I'm like, excuse me, and she had the nerve, you know, and so words getting to me, you know, she gonna say to behind my back, oh, the only reason why he's even here is because he's black. And you know what's funny? As crazy as that sounds, first off, you know, the fact that it came out of her mouth, disrespectful, was the craziest sounds. I always felt like that, but I did great at my job. It still was the icing cake of, oh, we could just black male, you know, we could have diversity, you know. So I was a damn unicorn. And I left the fuck out. I still remember it was Christmas. It was in the Christmas. It was in the holiday season, and that shit happened. That shit happened the day before Christmas Eve. I was going to Christmas Eve. They didn't see me again. I said, "Fuck them," because I'm not gonna deal with that shit. And the person who overstepped their bounds, they were freaking out because they didn't have one of the star players helping. Well, you fucked up. Now let's see if I'm just there because I was black now. But that shit worked out for me, because I'm gonna tell people, sometimes you gotta take a bet. You gotta take a bet on yourself, because without that, you know, it forced me to really, you know, build myself up as a brand and focus on being so not having the mindset of, oh, I always have this job. I have to always stay in contact of honing my skills and find a way to make revenue from those things. And that's when I was DJing heavy and doing flyers and everything and promoting, because I had a team of people who decided that, oh, you know what? Now you got this free time, let's utilize it. And so I did that for a year before I even decided to get back into the workforce again. But my mindset was, if I get in the workforce again, I'm doing it under my goddamn terms.
Right.
They got to work the hell around me. So, and it not only got to work the hell around me, it got to provide enough money and benefit for me to be there and to be able to take care of the shit I want to take care of. So, yeah, that's a story for another day. Yeah, and also, it's a reminder, people, Colin, you want to chat or chit chat, you can always press on 1 and I will bring you in to the if you want to speak. But yeah, so that's the next story. Yeah, T, you did the right thing. Leave before it gets worse.
Yeah.
The unmitigated call. Oh, man. Alright, so before I get into crickets of the week, I'll say that for last. Topic of the day. Now, I know y'all saw the topic said, Kiki, do you love me? That's not the topic. That was just me being having a random ass title for the show. Yeah, that was a random ass title for the show. Just fucking with y'all. But nah, so here's my thought for what I was thinking about for topic of the day. And it's really been on my mind, man. It's been on my mind heavy. Heavy, heavy, heavy. And buckle your seatbelts, T. Buckle your seatbelts. Time to tuck the kids to bed. Now, usually, Monday's a little tamer than Wednesday. But you know what? We're going to bring some of that Wednesday flavor to Mondays. Why the fuck not? So here's a thought. Here's something I've been thinking about, and I just kind of like hear these different like people saying this different stuff all the time, left and right, and it kind of like sparked in my head. You know what? I'm bringing that shit the hell up on today's show, and that is The first topic is tame versus the next one is not going to be. These social media filters, man. I just don't get them. I got to have some talks with people. Why the fuck? What the fuck is up with these social media filters? And especially grown ass men and women using these hoes. What is with y'all? This shit. Now, T, you probably saying, what the hell is Freddie J talking about? I'm talking about shit like the damn shit on IG and Snapchat where y'all want to be a goddamn dog or magically make yourself light-skinned all of a sudden, all kind of weird shit y'all do, these damn filters. What's up with the filters? T, yeah, can you first off, before we go any further, I want full disclosure. Are you a person that likes to use those filters?
Not a lot.
Okay, you use them. So, T, you got to tell me, why the hell do y'all like to use those filters?
I don't really use them a lot, though.
But, okay, but you see, you playing the, you see, I see what you're doing here. You're all about cementing here. Not to say if you use them a lot. Why do you choose to use them? Didn't say it's you. Because it's not just aimed at the person who uses them a lot. It's people who use them, period. Why do you use the filters, D?
I use them for fun.
For fun?
What
is fun in them? Come on, please. I've been trying to get down to the nitty-gritty of this shit. What is so fun about them damn filters?
They be cute.
Why, T? Why is it cute? How is it cute?
You ever seen a bunny go down the street? Be like, oh, look at the bunny.
Uh huh.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. You look at yourself, be like, oh, that is like a cute bunny. I don't know.
Okay, it's one thing to look at it and you're like, you're pressing it, but then you actually go live with it or you actually take a picture of it.
Oh, no. I never went live with it.
Have you taken pictures of this, T? See, you got fucking T playing a little game right now. You gotta go through a line of questioning and keep her from trying to trick you. You have not been live. Have you ever taken pictures and posted them online with them filters?
Like 4 months ago. Now I just take them and save it to my phone.
See, we got to do something about this. We really got to do something about you. What is wrong with filters?
Yeah,
I got you. I'm actually going to.
I'm listening.
I'm going to do something about this. Let me play some background music behind me as I speak. So, why does Freddie J have to hate these damn filters? The ones I hate the most, I'm gonna go in order where I hate the most. Number one, and this ain't even Wednesday, it's a damn the sixth, but it's better to do it in this form. That damn shit where y'all fucking use the damn filter to make yourself look it basically like brightens you, make you look light skinned. Essentially, I like to call it the light skin filter.
Oh no,
I cannot stand that shit. I'm like, bruh. Especially like where Buzzy, the people who are like, I don't want to use makeup because I don't want to look natural. I'm part of who I am. But y'all want to use that damn filter, but you good for using that Instagram filter heavily. But no. Steady J bring you up, you gonna use some makeup for your photo shoot? No, I don't want to use.
I don't do makeup, man.
You don't do makeup, though. Okay. Great talk, man. Fuck out of here. So, yeah, I hate that. All right, you can drop the music. Thank you, Maestro. I had to go from the top with it. Number two, that damn dog. I am so sick of that dog shit.
Oh, I hate that.
Any version of the dog shit. I should just say pet. You make yourself a fucking cat, a dog, a bunny, whatever. I don't
want to see that shit. Don't come for the bunny.
Especially the damn dog. Like, I'm so amazed. Like y'all invented the damn dog filter.
You know that dog filter? People used to do it so wrong. They used to stick their tongue out.
I think it's ultimately stupid. So, which is crazy. So if I like comic book movies and shit, I'm childish. But it's not. But you're not childish for deciding to want to be a goddamn dog. Nice talk, people. Goodness. Fucking dog filter. Get the hell out of here. And bunnies. And how about y'all just be a goddamn human? How about that shit? That too much to ask for?
Be a who?
A damn human.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a human 50% of the time.
Okay. See? I'm intervening right now.
Okay.
Put down. Okay, repeat after me. Say, I.
No.
Come on, repeat after me. Let's go, T. It's an intervention. T. Melina. And if you try me, I'm going to make you to say you're off governing. If you try for something, you're going to get out of it. So, yes, we're acknowledging that T. Melina is the same. It is also your nickname for yourself, correct? That still applies to you, right?
Correct.
Okay, making sure, because I was going to make you recite it with your real name. You try to play me.
No.
Okay. All right, so we good. You good. So let's continue. T. Melina. Val. From this day forward. To relinquish my right.
Ha! Wait a minute.
You just, excuse me. You mess this up. Continue, please. Relinquish my right.
Relinquish my right.
To
use them.
Damn.
I don't say damn. Oh, my bad. Damn.
IG.
Wait, I never
or Snapchat.
IG. Oh,
I don't know. I got this covered.
Snapchat.
Or Snapchat. or Facebook.
I never use Facebook, but okay. And Facebook.
Or a phone app.
Who does that? Okay, phone app.
No, God, I see what you're trying to do here. You're not getting out of this. Filters.
I never use a phone app.
Don't try to distract me. Filters.
Filters.
All right, you just said you relinquish your right to use those filters from this day forward.
When the last time you see me use a filter?
I'm just making sure I don't see it. T, if I see it, I'm coming for you.
Mm-hmm. No, when I be looking bright, it's just the glow.
Oh, my goodness. As if we're not even at Crickets of the Week yet, and you're going to earn one just that long.
It's a happy glow.
Okay, we're not even at Crickets of the Week yet, and you're getting a cricket. God damn it.
They do have happy glow. Like pregnancy glow?
Okay.
Whatever. All right, whatever.
Okay, whatever. All right, so, all right, next topic before we get to Crickets of the Week. So I think we talked about, I don't know if we necessarily went in this, we went in specific artists, but we did, I don't think we necessarily went in this list. So, if you had to, like, think of, if you had to put, like, a playlist of like 10 songs that automatically get you in the mood, and y'all know what mood I'm talking about. Nasty time mood. No, if you say R. Kelly in this damn list, I'm gonna scream, and I'm gonna scream.
All right, pretty Ricky.
Back to officer. Before you so rudely interrupt me. 10 tracks you would add to your playlist that automatically get you in the mood. Now, let me give some context.
Oh, let me go to my playlist.
Before you get to your playlist, I'm about to give some context of why I went to this topic. So, like,
okay.
I was listening to Apple Music, you know, and I was chilling last night, and I'm like, look. Like, I'm bumping some music, and they started playing. That Slow Jam list was, like, putting some music on. I was like, woo! It made you want to call somebody up. It made you want to do something. You're like, man. Or somebody hit you up right when that music on. You like, oh, don't you do it. Because you gonna mess around and get got. Mess with me tonight. Don't hit me up. Don't be in my chat. I don't care. Just saying hello might turn me on. So don't do it. Don't do it when the certain music is on. Because once I get there, my mind is gone. I'm like, hey. I'm using deep voice through the damn chat. I even got to talk. I'm talking. I'm actually be able to hear me. I'm going to talk. Even my text going to have deep voice. So, all right, T. So, what would be your top 10? What would be like? It wouldn't necessarily be a top, but if you had to pick just 10 songs that you would add to that gets you in the mood, that would put you in the mood, what are those 10 songs?
Yeah, Privacy, When We, and With Me, the Nasty Song.
Hold on. You're going too fast. I'm trying to keep up with this. Okay, first one.
Oh, Privacy by Chris Brown.
Okay.
Yeah. When We by Tink.
Okay. Hold on.
Let me
type this out. I wanna make sure I keep track of this. Hold on. I wish I was dumb before I started the list. How smart am I? Well, I should have been. Okay, so the first one was Privacy by Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You said,
when
I think when we.
That's right.
When we. Mm-hmm. When we. When we. All
right.
Okay.
And you got Fucking With Me by Tink.
That's a separate song?
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's just like he says it in When We.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that is his song. Okay, yeah, you got. I'm done. I'm on some dumb shit. I know exactly what song that is. I hear it in the club too. That's why I just like. Oh yeah, that's that song. Okay, I'm with you.
All right. So the Nasty Song by Lil Rue.
You took it back a little bit with that Atlanta nasty song.
Yeah, and you got Beat It.
I got a little lit. All right, what was that, the nasty song?
Yeah.
what was the next one you said? You said something at the nasty song.
Oh, Big by Jacquees.
They said Bed by Jacquees?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Set It Off by Jacquees.
Okay. Sound like tanking on Jacquees. Take up your damn playlist.
Yep. Inside by Jacquees.
Inside, okay, Jacquees, teach her, get some. Inside by Jacquees.
All right.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Got 3 more.
Versace on the Floor by Bruno Mars.
That get you in the mood?
No, you gotta actually listen to the words.
I mean, I've listened to the Bruno Mars album several times, and I've listened to that song a couple of times. Versace and Floor gets the job done. Okay, all right.
That would be like the first song, like, you know, to get you ready, just get your mind in that place.
Well, you just sipping wine and something. Like, you know, y'all not like quite about to get to the floor, but okay. That's the case, I'm like, now I'm getting ready to do the do. Like, please.
No. That's going to be the first track.
I can't do it. I can't fuck to that. Just can't do it. Okay.
Rocket by Beyonce.
It's a Rocket by Beyonce.
Yeah, listen to it. You know.
Damn, why? And I'm a Beyonce fan. I feel very pathetic. I don't know what song you're talking about.
Search it. You know why?
Oh my God! I'm an idiot because I just heard this song too, and I know what song you're talking about. Rocking on the floor. That's all right there.
Yeah, but just the first part, right there.
Okay. I know. Yeah, that song is like pretty nasty. I got it in my ear right now. Okay, so Rocket by Beyonce. I got that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said.
The Fix by Nelly.
What by Nelly?
The Fix.
The Fix. Okay, see, I got to hit. Let me hear what that shit is.
I'm going to put that
in my ear right now.
Yeah.
There's probably people that listen like, this nigga don't know that shit. He deal with music. Man, some of this shit I don't be hearing, y'all. I'm sorry. Fuck it. I'm over here. Let's see. I'm over here right now trying to see what this damn The Fix is. I got it in my ear. Playing now. Oh, I got Jeremiah on it. I think I know what song that is. I ain't even got to hit play.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you got Keith Sweat, Make It Last Forever.
So you hit me on a late night. Man, it's late, but it's late night. Saturday night, my little peep life. Hold on. You want to hear that? Oh, wait. When do you want to hear The Fix? I know what song you're talking about. When is The Fix going to play?
It's going to be played.
It
could be the second track.
Okay. After Versace. Okay. All right. Let's see. You got Piracy, Chris Brown, When We Tank, Nasty Song, Lil Rue, Dead Jacquees, Set It Off Jacquees, Inside Jacquees. Versace on Floor, Bruno Mars, Rocket, Beyonce, The Fix, Nelly features Jeremiah. You got one more.
Hold on.
And I mixed up the song. I was thinking, tonight I'm going to dance for you. Huh?
Now I really like that one. I would think Janae Echo, While We're Young. It's not so much of the words. It's so much of the beat, how slow it is.
What song?
Janae Echo, While We're Young. Not so much of the words, but just the beat, how it flows. I'll probably get it.
You know what? You know what? I agree. That's that. The beat, in the way her voice sounds, like every time I hear that song, I could be, it could be the middle of the day, and you was like, you know, it's just a random day. And I hear that song.
Thank you,
boy. I'm like, okay. Baby, we should do something.
Right. And you seen the video? The video was like,
yeah, that's do make
you
want to
date.
Be nasty.
Uh-huh.
Or it not necessarily makes it to me, that song make you want to do your best slow jam routine, slow dance routine.
Yeah.
I forgot about Rocket. I feel very Rocket was like one of my top songs. I like when, that's why I was like, oh yeah. Okay. Sorry, I normally part of the hive. Don't come for me. Yeah, don't come for me. Okay. Again, when I got on your list, I got Privacy, Chris Brown, Tank Winwee, Fuck With Me, Tank, Nasty by Lil Rue, Bed by Jacquees, Set It Off by Jacquees, Inside by Jacquees, Beside Chillin' Floor by Bruno Mars, Rocket by Beyonce, The Fix by Nelly featuring Jeremiah, and While We're Young, Jhené Aiko.
Yep.
Okay, if I had to pick top, my favorite one on the list, I mean, everyone's going to go for Winwee and Fuck With Me easily and Bed, but because, like, it's a sleeper one, While We're Young, Jhené Aiko, it's something about that. That, like, got to, like, the most sneaky beat. It really puts you in the mat, like, it's one of those songs that make them girls that want to, that's, like, good girls. All of a sudden, turn bad, act bad for a little bit. Like that song, that's like the theme song for that. Like a girl is like who puts off being a really good girl, but when she gets you alone, she want to do some nasty things. That's what that song sounds like. That song personifies that thought. Maybe we should do something. Okay, so we're going to go to my top 10. Oh, man, y'all ready for this? Easily at the top of the list. Easily. Kevin Gates featuring Trey Songz. What song am I getting ready to name, T?
You say what?
I said Kevin Gates featuring Trey Songz. You should already know what song that
I'm
putting on the list first. Man,
Jam.
That song, like, every time. You know part of whose fault that is? I didn't know about the song until I saw that video that Nate put out.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I first heard the song. I'm like, then this song jamming? But then Nate was over there doing stuff over there. I was like, oh, okay, I like this song. But what is Nate doing? They get me, I nailed it, get it in. Ride around in my whip. What? Yeah. Like, I did like a litmus test. Every time that song comes on, girls get real, like, they whole mood change. Wow. Okay, Trey Song. Okay, and Kevin Gates a jam. I got Chris Brown one. But it's on the same album, different song. You don't like this. You don't like this choice. In My Bed by Chris Brown.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that song. I listened to that song like about five times between last night and today.
You say In My Bed or To My Bed?
I was like, oh shit! I was like, that must be jamming. I was like, it's like real. I fuck you right up with you. I lick you right up with you. I put my tongue up with you. You're like, okay, this brown.
Oh.
to my bedroom.
To my bed, yeah. Oh, that we won't make it to my bed.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm lit now. I forgot. I got 8 more songs to go. Oh man, that song gets the job done. I mean, T, does it not get the job done or what, T?
What about whatever you need?
Hold on, don't come up. How you come on my list and tell me what to add to my list? Wait a minute.
Well,
excuse me. Okay, I just put the song on in my head because I had to live through it just now for the umpteenth time.
Tempo. Oh.
Okay, now I don't. You know what? I'm not indifferent about tempo. I don't know how I feel, but I don't like tempo is too much for me. It's like good for like if you want to do a dance routine, but I don't want. But like if I had to pick the playlist, that's not going on the playlist on purpose. If it comes on, cool, but I don't want to pick. I'm not picking it on purpose.
You know the worst thing to do when you trying to do that is Pandora. That's the worst to use.
Ah, see, that's why I got Apple Music over here. Then you got Apple Music and Tidal. I need to be able to press. I need to be able to go to where the hell I want to listen to. Ain't got time for that.
Cause Pandora and them commercials.
I ain't got time. I'm trying to keep the flow going.
Right. I don't want to know about nope and the end of what. No. Mm-mm.
Hashtag today's kids will never know how it feels to have to to make your playlist. You had to have the music on your computer and had your playlist playing through Windows Media Player. Oh,
well,
man. I used to have the dopest playlist. It was nonstop. Okay. Another one. Okay. This one is on y'all list. I don't know what to say. So I got one. It's an artist called, named Dallas Blocker. And this one has to go on there. It's called Rock Your Body. Thank Me Later. If you never heard it before. But yeah, listen to my song. To my song. Yeah, yeah. I wanna rock your body. Rocking it all night long into the break of dawn. I'm gonna touch your body. This is that song, T. You'll thank me later. You put that in your queue of songs to listen to. You're gonna go, oh yeah, that's jamming. another one. I got 7, and I got like, and I'm over here fucking around. Ain't that nobody's trickers of the week either? Fucking up. I get to these slow jams. I'm there. It's hard to bring me back. It's hard not to have any Jodeci in your list. If you ain't got no to me, Jodeci's got to make the cut. Now, if I had to pick, cause I'm trying to give everybody some equal love and not pick one from a bunch of or from the same artist. That's the harder part. If I had to pick, some of you might hate on me for this. I'm torn between Freaking You and Stay. Not gonna pick Stay for some reason. They're gonna automatically go with Freaking You, which I mean that's a good point. Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you. But it's something about like how Stay soft. Baby, won't you just stay for a little while? It's something about like it's not the command. Like it's something about the command. Like a girl, like
you know what, I'm just going to go home and I'll talk to you in the morning. And you just hear that, baby, won't you just stay for a little while? Baby, won't you just stay?
Yes. Oh, man. That's it right there. Stay, Jodeci. I'm going to pick Stay over Freaky. That's a huge upset. Some people, F it, fuck y'all. It's my damn list. Another one. Blackstreet Silk. There's a meeting in my
bedroom. Boom.
Deep. I want to go deep. I had to see. This is the fucking shit I hate. So okay, deep. I want to go deep over meet in my bedroom. Let me go deep. Yeah. We going deep. Okay, now I'm gonna throw a Jacquees one on my list. Oh, you see this coming, T. Is one that's not even on your list. My Jacquees one has not only Jacquees on it. It has another artist on it.
All right, tell me the artist I probably know.
T.K. Kravis.
Oh, Ocean.
Yes. Ocean. Ocean makes the cut.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're the Jacquees historian over there, I know you know about that song. Hey, but Miss Pony, what is the ocean? Hey, you're diving your ocean. Hey. Oh, okay, what's up? That song gets me lit, man. Can I take you diving your ocean? Okay. All right, I'm back, y'all. I'm back. I'm not back, man. I'm back here. Okay. Speaking of Ocean, Under by Pleasure P, got to make the list. I mean, classic. Still, the metaphors in that song is just awesome. I can't go without picking it. I'm gonna throw Jhené Aiko's song on there. That's one you didn't even. So it's one you don't have on your list. See, some of the people you artists you had, but I had different songs that you didn't have. Sativa. It goes back to that point about it's mainly the background music that they get you from her. Sativa, I like it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sativa make me want, like, I don't even smoke, and Sativa make me want to go smoke. Obviously, I mean, the title is Sativa. That's kind of self-explanatory. But, nah, it's something about it's just the beat. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's awesome. Perfect, I mean, Ray Sherman. And who would thought Ray Sherman make a dope ass flow jam? That's crazy as hell. Make it so complicated. It's not so crazy. Yeah. All right.
Entertainment. I'm gonna stay framed. That's all I'm saying. Even we're making arrangements. It's you and me, we're making arrangements. Yeah, this is just me.
Okay, that's it. This whole damn show turned to a damn sing along. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, I got 9. I got one more. Oh, man. T, we at the last one, really? Oh, my goodness. I'm going to take it back. Y'all know me. I'm a 90s R&B person. Y'all know how I like my 90s R&B. I'm going to have to go with a classic. T-shirt and panties. Idina Howard.
I would have to say another one we didn't say. What's his name? Drake, Jungle, Just the Beat.
Okay, Sadie J's going to go see what song you're talking about. Okay, if I had to throw another one onto my list, I'm going to have to say Smooth Strawberries.
What is this?
Another 90s R&B classic. Strawberries on top of me. Caroline and Little Hennessy. That's the way. That's
too.
The way I love go. You know what? Bedroom Boom is a good fucking song. Not a good song to slow jam. I hate when they play. I didn't really like slow dancing to it. It's not really a good song. But like when you're getting it in. It's a good song. Yeah, it's a good song when you're actually getting it in, but hearing it as a fucking slow jam, you dancing is trash. Mm-hmm. I'm listening, okay, see if I agree with you on Jungle. But I got to get past that damn singing.
But Rocky is lonely.
I got to get past
that shit. I said just the beat.
I gotta get past that to hear the beat. I gotta hear his ass sing that shit.
If you into it, you ain't gonna worry about that.
Man, I actually fucked to a curse song one time.
Oh,
I fucked to a gospel song one time. So I guess I can't really say anything. I was like, hey, fuck it. I was still fucking. It actually ended up on my list. I'm like, shit, she didn't stop. I didn't stop. So, it's not going to stop. Now I got this Sativa that I'm done the show. Sativa, man, that should be. Okay, you see, it's a sing along, so that's a damn sing along. Oh, man. Yeah, y'all know how I get, man. That fucking song, Sativa, get that shit, like, it just, like, Janae Aiko's doing better about not just depressing us. She giving us nasty. She giving us her music getting nastier. I'm like, yeah, man, we done depressed us long enough. You gotta give me some tracks where it ain't quite eating booty like groceries, but it's like. It make you can be sophisticated or sophisticated and still feel good about it. You're like, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I said sophisticated. Y'all know I saw a new phrase. It is ratchet. Ratchet is a mixture between ratchet and sophisticated. It is. So I'm adding a little. You just take ratchet and you put a little bit. You add that little accent mark over the E, and we call it ratchet. So yes, there you go. Rache. That song is perfect for Rache people. Ocean is too. Which is why I'm very surprised. You were naming all those Jacquees songs, and none of them were not neither one of those mugs was Ocean. How? How did that not hurry up and make it to the list?
No.
I got you on bed. I got you there. I mean, obvious.
Yeah.
But set it off inside before Ocean?
Yeah. You got to listen to the first part of Set It Off.
We got to have a talk. This is wow.
You got to listen to the words of Set It Off.
I listen to the words of Chris Brown in my bed. I'm telling you.
Listen to the first part
of
Set It Off.
Somebody has to. I have to unleash my frustration, like soon. I'm like, my frustration must be released. Man, I'm just gonna be good, y'all. I'm not gonna say too much more. I was gonna incriminate myself and be good today. I'm gonna be good today, Lord. I'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, so we're not doing records of the week because pretty much we're gonna end the show. T, do you have anything up, coming up we need to know about?
Not yet. I'm actually working on something, so yeah, we'll see.
What? Who is this Booger Wolf they're going to get ready to have a host? Ugh. Really? You sent this in and said, oh, this wasn't a host? Boy, y'all ain't got no chasing women. Okay, let me stop. Speaking of hosts and me talking about being messy, it's perfect segue. Yeah, just every Saturday night, y'all know, man, we got them mess popping now. That shit was like, this is popping. Every Saturday night at DFW Empire, that is in the center of the Metroplex. If you come from Dallas or Fort Worth, you good because it's in Arlington and it's right. It pretty much cuts down the drive on everybody, so everybody wins. Can the DFW Empire come rock it out with us, man? We finna get lit. The drink special is ridiculous.
The drink special.
Oh, my God. It's this drink called Blue Motherfucker I've been getting since I started going there. Lord, 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 that shit be so fucking good.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, don't forget to check out the second issue of Male Kids magazine. Y'all go check that out.
Yes, it did just come out. I did see the covers. Yeah, one of the covers has, y'all actually, for that issue, for this issue, y'all have a girl who has autism. So,
yeah,
it's on the cover. So, it's dope. And she's from the UK.
Why do you have to say it like that?
I can't do my British accent. You got a problem with my British accent or something?
No, that is not what that is.
Ooh. She's from the UK. Are you telling me you can do a better British accent than me?
No, we're not going there tonight.
Are you trying to say, can you do better than me? Because, I mean, if you can't do better, I don't want to hear nothing.
Issue 3, not 2, sorry. Issue 3.
Oh, I got the correction right here? Yep.
Yes, correction. I did just look
at my beat.
What'd you say?
I did just get a note right here.
Yes.
Okay, anyways, where's your British accent since you try to come from mine?
I don't have a British accent, so.
Yeah, trash. It was just as bad. Don't come from mine then. I knew it. It was just as bad. Don't try to come from my British accent. It sounded just like mine. Don't come from me.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all heard her try to come. All right, okay, let's do this again. We're gonna do back to back so they can see who got better British accent. Hello, T. How are you doing today?
Very slight. I can't do it.
Thank you. I win. Sadie J wins the battle.
No. I just wanted to say no, you can't get, you know.
Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead, Steve. Go ahead. What was it?
You can't bring your own self. We need a mutual party.
I saw you talking about it, so that's why you need access to the switchboard. I don't know if I should give you that kind of power. No one man should have all that power.
We need I'm not.
We need a mutual party. Yes. That wasn't me, your party. That was the audience that was clapping.
No. I'm talking about the voting. Who's
yes.
better?
The audience pick. I can't have the audience
nah,
pick.
Nah, whatever. Goodbye.
So, yes, man. Y'all, so, yes, y'all come out this Saturday, man. It's going to be lit. I'm actually celebrating. So, y'all know I go on cruises. I'm like a cruise person now. I went on two last year, went on one this year. So, now I'm like in love with cruises. And I met some dope people on the cruise. And it's cool because they from Oklahoma. But they coming down here, man. They're coming down here to celebrate one of their birthdays. So, that's going to be dope. Shout out to Glenn and Shonda out there, man. Shout out to them for coming down here, man. Shoot. They could have went anywhere in the world. They decided to come down here and rock it out with us. So it's crunk because I'm like, oh, man, I feel like I'm on the cruise. It, like, make me feel like I'm on the cruise again because I'm seeing people I ain't seen since the cruise. So it's lit. I'm so lit, man, I'm telling you. So, yeah, it's going to be dope. And they get to see that the SETI J experience doesn't just happen on the cruise. The SETI J experience is a year-round experience, people. So, yes. That's it, man. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're not taking any more submissions for the schoolgirl issue. So, don't hit
what?
Me up with a schoolgirl issue.
Why didn't I know about
yes.
issue?
Wait, what?
No, I did not know about the issue.
Okay, we forgive you cricket of the week. I didn't have a cricket.
No,
cricket of the week. I didn't have a cricket
no.
of the week, and we're going to have a cricket. I'm going to tell
no.
you why you get cricket. Yes.
No. Did you put it on Facebook?
Wonder why you get cricket of the week?
Did you put it on Facebook?
I literally sent you a mock-up cover with Nay on it for that issue.
I didn't. No. But you never said it was a submission.
That's what I shot it for. That's what I was shooting her for the school.
Nope.
For the school
nope.
girl issue. Where have you been?
I don't feel like I had a fair shot. Nope.
Get out of here, cricket.
Nope.
Cricket.
No, you heard that, Renato. He didn't
get
a fair shot.
That,
nope.
That also tells me that
nope.
means you're not paid into my Instagram.
I don't get on Instagram.
You
gotta
do better.
I don't even get on Instagram like that.
Okay, so I'm gonna make you look really bad. Did you check Human Canvas magazine site on Dustbot?
Yo, when I get home, I eat and go to sleep.
Okay,
okay,
thank you.
I don't get
so,
on
yeah,
nothing.
So I will hear nothing else. Why you know what that school girl is? She. So yes.
I will do
tickets,
the next
please.
One.
Oh, you saw you want? Oh,
blah, blah, blah.
Whoa! See, you saw you want the next one.
What is it?
You said you talked the next issue, right? The one that's after the school girl issue.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah! You saw you ready for that? That's one. You coming in on an interesting issue.
What is it?
It's first of all, it's the fifth anniversary issue. Is yes,
uh-huh.
Human Cameras Magazine will be celebrating 5 years for the that's for the people out there who keeping track and don't realize we've been doing this for 5 years. 5 years, Human Cameras Magazine. So yes, and it will be out that long. Yes, and that issue is the theme of that issue is known as Five Fruitful Years. It is a play on words because when you think about fruit, because
ooh,
it
yes.
is
ooh, yeah.
fruitful
ooh,
means
yeah.
success.
Oh yeah.
Wait, hold on. Do you already know this? So do you? Did you just go look and see what that theme was, or are you going off what you think it might be?
I'm going off what I think it might be,
okay,
and
what
I think I'm gonna do. Ooh.
What do you think it might be, T?
I was thinking about a shoot incorporating fruit.
That's exact. See,
uh-huh.
smart people.
Thanks.
That's exactly what the issue is. It is
exactly.
incorporating
and it pops
up
in my head.
Fruit.
And it's like bam.
It is. I'm gonna let y'all know now. You gotta put the kids to bed for that issue because it is
chocolate.
really This ain't no magazine to say, look at mommy. This ain't that magazine. That is not the issue to say, mom, look at mommy. It's not it. Don't do it.
Well, all I'm going to say is chocolate. Bam.
Okay. We'll see. Okay, Carly, so I'm putting her on blast. Who is shooting this, T? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got somebody in mind.
Okay, we're going to see.
Yep.
Yeah, that issue is due by September 1st. I prefer it not be September 1st.
Wait.
Yes. Wait.
When is the first? Oh, never mind. I got time.
September 1st, man. September.
Yeah, I know. Never mind. I was about to say, dang, I go to Georgia Friday, come back Sunday, and then got to figure
it. No.
Yeah, never mind.
September.
Never mind. Disregard.
I'm like, what is it? I knew you was going to do that. I was like, nope, September. But it's better, as y'all know, it's better to submit stuff sooner than later. Don't be, because some people be trying to push everything too damn close to the due date. Then that shit in, if you got time to do it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, my mat is working. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, T. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Yep.
So y'all already know, man. We got it coming up, man.
I need to find me a girl. Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to you after the show, T. Goodness. Anybody
down?
Okay, that's,
for this shoot, y'all about to hit me up because I got something in mind.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, y'all, that's it for today's show. We're about to be out. I know we do a show on Wednesday too. Come check us out. That's with my girl Nay Seduction. I might do part two, which means I get to pick 10 more songs because I do it 2 songs.
Oh, now you cheating.
Yeah, that is cheating. So yes, I might bring the same topic up with Nate. That's gonna be interesting. Because Nate throws those songs at you. You don't be knowing coming at you either. So yeah. You hold on. Okay, before I end the show all the way. Another song I just thought about that it's like we don't really give credit to be a good song as a good slow jam. Kelly Rowland, Kisses Down Low.
I knew you was going to say that.
I mean, she got other songs. That's cool, but it's something about the beat of I let my kisses down low in my tub. The beat is like, it's nasty. Like, you like, especially if you're a dude, they ain't scared to go down and take you, like, yeah, okay.
What
I
about,
got you them kisses down low.
What about Tammy's song?
See what we doing? See, this is what happens.
And
we start going into a little longer.
Yep. We not going now.
Because I would be here, and I'd do another fucking top 10 right now. Don't mess with me, y'all. All right, we are out, y'all. If you miss any parts of the show, y'all go to blogtalk.com/SettyJ or go to iTunes, TuneIn app, Stitcher app, AHA app, and just search for The Spy Radio Network. Look for the episode that says, Key, do you love me?
Oh, my.
So, yes. That's not a slow jam, by the way. Don't y'all think. That's a twerk song. Like, a lot of people doing that, doing the shiggy dance to it. But that's a twerk. But that's actually, when you read it, it's really a, it's another twerk song. It's like how, like, Nice for What is a twerk song. So, yes. We are out, y'all. Oh. Follow me on all my damn social media. If you follow me on Setty J Dust, you can find all my other pages because it's in my all the other pages in my bio on there. You can click them and go to them. So go to Setty J Dust, CEDBY, letter J, DUSK. T, how can they find you?
Y'all can find me at imtmalina.com. I'm at tmalina _. What the world?
Yeah, see, this is why you don't, I don't goddamn pay. You got the pages that say the same damn thing. You don't know when, how many underscores, how many goddamn A's.
It's only one. The first one is 3 A's, and the second one is 4 A's. Thank you.
Why? Why? See, why?
Because they wouldn't let me.
Next episode, we're going to have a discussion on why all the damn A's.
All right, we're going to talk about it.
Yes, we're going to talk about it. All right, y'all, we out. Peace.